USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The TSA is offering advice to those traveling through airport security this holiday weekend. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying travelers should arrive at least 90 minutes ahead of their scheduled flight time. Farbstein saying TSA crews are fully staffed and ready to keep people moving through security, but she's cautioning passengers to pack their patients in case of flight delays, which have been a common issue this year. President Biden is walking back previous comments he made about MAGA Republicans. One night after he delivered a primetime speech at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, Biden says he doesn't believe any person who supports former President Trump is a threat to the United States. The college football playoff is set to expand from 4 teams to 12. The new model will start in 2026. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan is advocating for nuclear power, meeting Friday with his Japanese counterpart in Tokyo.
Investments in nuclear technology and carbon capture will complement the enormous potential for renewable energy like wind, solar, and battery storage.
Despite years of criticism of nuclear power by environmentalists, Regan says President Biden believes in an all-hands-on-deck approach involving nuclear power and other energy sources as part of his plan to reduce emissions. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania this weekend. Trump is expected to speak at the Mohican Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. The Trump campaign says he'll speak in support of Doug Mastriano's campaign for governor and Dr. Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's policy of busing illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities has drawn intense criticism from their mayors. However, the Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News he expects his state to continue the practice.
I would not be surprised to see him send people to other cities to give them just a touch of what Texas and Arizona have to deal with every day. It's really just a touch. It's nothing like what we actually have to deal with since we're getting about 5,000 a day.
Chicago became the latest sanctuary city to receive buses of illegal immigrants sent from Texas. The Defense Department released a report on Thursday that indicated an increase in sexual assault victims among women in the military. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this is a priority for the president, as one sexual assault is too many.
The president has been clear about making sure we implement real change to rid our ranks of this crime. That is why he signed an executive order in January of 2022, making sexual harassment a named military offense.
The defense in the Parkland, Florida school shooter sentencing phase is continuing to paint a picture of a child with serious behavioral issues. During visits to Nicholas Cruz's home in 2013, behavioral health case manager Tiffany Forrest remembers seeing damaged walls and furniture. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.